Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Final hour of Bennett Woods is brought to you by The Golf Mart. And all guests on Bennett Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Author and ESPN reporter Seth Wickersham will be on with us tomorrow at 6:35. Has a new book coming out today. He was supposed to come on with us today talking about the Patriots dynasty. But they had to reschedule, so we'll do that on tomorrow's program.
It's Better to be Feared is what it's called. Right?
It's a great title.
Do you believe that it's better to be feared or loved?
I certainly am not feared. So I know that.
Better question.
No one fears
Sub
me.
Sub question.
Actually, that's not
Does
true.
Does anyone fear you?
That's not true. I feel like there might be a few of our younger... My younger colleagues at ABC 10 News, who possibly for no reason whatsoever, other than the fact that I'm not particularly like chatty and talkative,
friendly,
that might
nice.
You can phrase it that way. I'm certainly not rude or mean. I certainly am. I just don't. I'm not a.
You're not a helper.
I'm not a social butterfly.
You're not a helper. Are you a helper?
I absolutely
am. You don't want to groom these guys into taking your gig.
Anytime anyone asks for help, I jump right in. I love helping people when they ask. Do I make it easy for them to ask necessarily? Do I stay off in my own corner? I do my own thing a little bit. I mean, the sports stories are separate. I'm kind of the. Since I'm the sports director, I choose the stories. I don't have to run them by kind of a producer. It's kind of my own world a little bit.
Right.
So I don't interact with a lot of the people. Because there's a lot of turnover in TV news, I don't then always know some of their names when they come in. And then they leave, and I never learn their name. And now we've gotten into this little unfortunate circle where there's probably six employees that I work with, and I don't even know what their name is.
It's called Bub. Hey, Bub.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Bub.
Good to see you.
Hey, pal. How are you? You do that here, though, but we've been here like 3 years, and
right.
You still don't know anybody's name.
So
it's really, it has nothing to do with turnover. It's just, you don't.
I know your name.
You just don't.
I know Paul's name, and I know Adam's name.
I guess that's all you need.
I mean, those are the people that I interact with, and I know their
name. Do you know our
name.
New boss's name?
Yes. Definitely Mike.
It's Michael, yes.
Correct. Michael.
No, I'm excited about this book.
He listens on Tuesdays, too.
He's here, sure. So he's probably not listening.
Okay, I want to make sure that I didn't know his name.
I'm excited about this book because it is a fascinating culture that they have.
I didn't answer the question, though.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
Whether it's better to be feared or loved. I think, ultimately, long term, you want to be loved.
100%. I don't want anybody to fear me. Nobody fears.
I think you can get a lot done, especially short term.
If you're loved.
Feared.
Oh yeah.
If you're feared.
Yes.
Yeah. Short term. Yeah, you can get people to jump and work quickly, and it might work for a while. But over and over again, I mean, Bill Belichick may be the only person I know with really long term success based on the fear model.
Yeah, true.
Of coaching and management.
There's no doubt. There's, because those guys are terrified of him still to this day. And I'm really interested to see how this book turns out.
Think about the last 20 years. I mean, like them or love them, the Patriots, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, like 30, 40 years from now, I will be telling people, like, yeah, I watched, you know, every snap or every Super Bowl that Tom Brady won. I mean, this is something that we've never seen before. Who knows if we'll ever see it again? I'm very excited to kind of see the behind the scenes of the Patriot dynasty.
Yeah, me too. I really am. I could not care less about the
remember
New England
how much
Patriots.
We loved The Last Dance and all the stuff that went to Michael Jordan and the Bulls.
Like the Aaron Hernandez stuff, that was riveting. There's so much about that team that they've seemingly just
and
been over to
honestly,
overcome.
How much of it was Belichick?
Right.
Is there an element that maybe they overcame some of Bill Belichick's, you know, bad attitude and personality because they had the best quarterback in the game who is continuing to show it well into his 40s, winning
five touchdowns last
Super
weekend.
Bowl with another organization. Yeah, five more touchdowns on Sunday.
400 yards.
And it's not, yes, he has better talent around him right now in Tampa than the Patriots do for Bill Belichick, but maybe part of it is that people want to play with Tom Brady because they love him. Whereas maybe they don't want to play as much for Bill Belichick. They wanted to play with Tom Brady.
Yes.
And they said, and all right, well, you know, Bill Belichick, whatever, I'll come play there because they win a lot. But I don't know that he's attracting people. If you don't think the Patriots are going to be that good, I think the Patriots would be the last team you want to play for, Bill Belichick. Unless you know I got a good, like, 60% chance of winning a Super Bowl this year, I don't want to play for a rebuilding Bill Belichick Patriots team. That just sounds doubly miserable. You lose and you have to play for Bill Belichick at the same time?
Yeah,
no,
sucks.
Thank you.
Yeah,
no,
sucks.
Thank
so,
you.
We'll talk to Seth tomorrow. Looking forward to talking to him. He's a really good football mind as well. He can talk about the Gruden stuff as well. I'd love to get Amy Trask on at some point. I know Paulie's reached out. She tweeted she has been inundated.
But she did say she wanted to come on with us. We just have to find a time that works on our schedule
I'm
this week.
I'm going to reach out to her today and then... Yeah, maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday, maybe Friday.
Because obviously she wasn't with the Raiders for this stint of John Gruden, but the previous iteration, she was there. So she's,
well, and she knows everything about...
She knows everyone.
You know, the Raiders, it's been a lot of back and forth over the last couple of days because a lot of people are saying, look, this has been one of the more diverse and inclusive organizations, you know, as much as everybody hated Al Davis, like, look what he did with Amy Trask and Tom Flores and guys like that. So then you see the other side of things and how they operate, and you got, you know, John Gruden doing his thing, and they made the right decision, obviously, getting him out of there, like, not even overnight. Like, it didn't even make it to dinner time before
he was
resigning.
Out. Yep. 100%.
But I think Amy Trask, I mean, we haven't talked to her in a month or two, and we haven't talked to her since the season really got underway. So whether or not the Raiders were the prime focus of the NFL world right now, she's always great to talk to.
So all that coming up right now, though, let's get some headlines that we've missed so far today with a little bit of a Rindle report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Here's a weird story. The headline is, woman claims she's married to Michael Jackson's ghost.
It's the Rindle Report.
Excuse me.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, it's happening.
Lay it on me, Paul.
All right. A little update on a story from yesterday. We talked about Ryan Tepera from the White Sox, and he called out the Astros and some pretty heavy allegations again. If you missed that, here's what Ryan Tepera said. This was Sunday night?
Yep.
It is what it is. They've obviously had a reputation of, you know, doing some sketchy stuff over there. And, you know, it's just, we can say that it's a little bit of a difference, you know. I think you saw the swings and misses tonight compared to, you know, the first two games of Minute Maid. But that's not really the story, you know. We come here to play, you know. We're going to compete. We're not even going to worry about what they're going to do. All we have to do is execute pitches, and they can't hit them anyways.
Wow!
Yeah, well, so that's not.
He didn't
the story.
Even mention the wind at all.
No, he did not mention the wind.
He said it wasn't the story. Well, now it became the story. And so, of course, Dusty Baker had to be asked about that prior to yesterday's game. And I'm looking at the timeline for Chandler Rome. He covers the Astros for the Houston Chronicle. And Dusty had a lot to say, but the quote that I wanted to single out here was from Dusty Baker saying, quote, he can say what he wants to say. I had never even heard his name before we played the White Sox. I'm not bothered by it most of my life. They've been talking stuff on me anyway. Let them talk. And I just think that is...
it's a flex.
Such a silent assassin move.
I've never heard of that guy. I've never heard of him. Also, though, we know a guy that used to do that bit and we hated it. Never heard of him.
Dusty has a point, though. If you're going to make accusations... maybe it ought not come from Ryan Tepera.
Fair.
Yeah.
From
yeah,
your organization.
Right.
Hey, it has more weight.
If you really think it, then have
Tony La Russa say it.
Have someone with a little more authority in your organization bring it up than Ryan Tepera.
And his teammates are like, bro, are you out of your mind? Are you kidding? You just gave them more bulletin board?
This relief pitcher is going to get shelled now.
Martin Maldonado tweeted, oh, good. Always love an extra motivation. And, of course, the game got bumped yesterday because of weather.
So just stewing for another day.
Oh, my Lord. I went with the Astros tonight, by the way.
Sticking with the Astros.
Heavy.
And they moved. Now, you probably didn't get as good odds as they moved up Lance McCullers.
Yes.
To pitch on regular rest. Now, interestingly, the White Sox aren't moving up Lance Lynn. They could do that as well on regular rest. Now, he hasn't had a lot of success against the Astros.
Yeah, but you're going to have to use him at some point.
But they feel like they're better off with Lynn at home in a Game 5 if they somehow do win tonight. Now, if they don't win tonight, it's over, though.
Who's throwing tonight for them?
Or they Lynn on the road in Game 5. They got Rodon.
Bro, Rodon's coming off an injury. I just don't know how I feel about that. Don't you want...
they need to pull off a big upset today.
They do.
If they do, then you got their chances a little bit more in Game 5. But
which can't
they're
have,
home, and they're home.
Which,
so.
Which can't have is you can't have Rodon go out and lay a turd and then have to bring in Lynn in relief. I saw this morning.
You do what you have to do.
I guess you do what you have to do. Yeah, fair enough. Then why not just start Lance Lynn, who's healthy?
And on regular rest.
And on regular rest.
But lit up the first time he faced them in Game 1.
Tony La Russa. Overthinking it, maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll move into the world of collegiate golf.
This was amazing.
J.R. Smith. He made his debut with North Carolina A&T as a golfer yesterday. We talked about this when it happened, I don't know, a couple of months ago, that he's going back to school, which is a very admirable thing to do, and he was still eligible. He had to, you know, kind of fight and claw his way back, but he was still eligible to play collegiate golf after his long NBA career, 16 years in the NBA, and now he is a college golfer with a bunch of, you know, 19, 20, 21-year-olds, and he had his first tournament yesterday as a 36-year-old freshman walk-on, playing his first tournament for A&T at Elon's Phoenix Invitational. Said, I was nervous. I really was. He shot a 12 over par 83 in round one, and then he shot a 7 over 78 in round two.
Before you make fun of the 83, I think my first college golf match, I shot an 85, and I was really, really nervous, too.
He also drove up in a Bentley.
That's true. I did
see
not.
That? It was incredible.
We were facing, I think, the University of Laverne in a dual match. And
Laverne is a powerhouse.
Freshman year, I struggled. I probably should have been dropped from the lineup at some point. I never was, but I was in fear of losing my spot in the starting six that year because I just wasn't playing great. And I was nervous.
And
I got over it.
Did you whip Laverne or no? They got you?
No, Laverne beat us every time.
Yeah, Laverne. That's what they're known for. Laverne. Where are they from?
Laverne, California.
Oh, my God.
It's about 5 miles away from...
population...
from Pomona Pitzer.
14?
Well, it's a... you know, it's right there on Route 66, like the rest of the schools.
Laverne.
Redlands, Laverne.
He also stepped in a beehive.
Whittier.
Did you see that? He was in the woods looking for a ball.
Did.
He stepped in a beehive.
That's not going
to
help your game.
It's like, oh, my... And he double bogeyed that hole, obviously. He had to get treatment on his foot. He was letting guys play through and stuff. But it's cool. It's really cool for him. And how cool for those players, too. You know he's taking care of those guys. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, it was really cool, man. Good for him. He was going to play college basketball at North Carolina back in 2004, but he skipped college, went right to the NBA out of high school, so he was still eligible, and it's just, you know, something you don't see every day. A 36-year-old walk-on freshman, the coach said I was pretty pleased with him. He made some mistakes, did some things that you'll do if you're not used to competing. You know, just going out and playing recreational golf with your buddies is a whole lot different than competition, so good for J.R. Smith.
That's awesome.
And finally, we've got, Ben, you said a TV show that you have you ever seen it?
I mean, I know it exists, and I understand the concept, but I've never watched an episode, no.
You are such a turd.
You really are. Curb Your Enthusiasm is back. I had to ask. I wasn't sure if you guys talked about this last week, but we are less than 2 weeks away from the season 11 premiere of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and they're really bringing out all the stops for season 11.
They've
already listed a bunch of the cameos. Celebrities are going to be in there. Vince Vaughn, Kaley Cuoco, Patton Oswalt, along with the already great cast. Here's a little teaser that Jeff Garland put out on his Instagram on Sunday and just said 2 weeks from tonight.
And I want to make a toast to friendship.
Cheers.
To friendship.
To friendship and to be with everyone. Eyes, please.
Cassie,
cheers.
Harry.
Cheers.
Larry, you can't look me in the eye and toast?
Look you in the eye?
Yeah.
Towards what end?
Because that's what people do. They look each other in the eye.
What is this, a seance? We're raising people from the dead? Come on, give me a break.
No, we're connecting and having some intimacy.
I don't need to connect, okay? I'm connected.
What are you afraid of?
What does it do?
You're saying, hello, I see you. I acknowledge you. I connect with you. Right?
I see you. I acknowledge you. I connect with you.
I love Larry David.
It's who I really am. That's really me, but I don't have the balls to say the things that he says. My genuine personality is very much like Larry David, just annoyed all the time. But I literally don't have the balls to be like, I'm not going to toast you right now. Just shut up.
John Hamm, Woody Harrelson.
It's going to be epic.
Bill Hader.
Such a good show. Bill Hader. Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
Can't wait.
Just give it a whirl.
Please,
you don't need
it,
to catch up either.
No, you can really just jump in on any episode. Please.
All right, I will watch it.
All right, that's around.
I feel like he's there are some similarities though with me as well.
Except
I'm just really nice, and he's not.
Correct. But he's not nice at all.
But in terms of the lack of connection, we already talked about it. I'm not good at that.
That's exactly right.
All right. There is a list that was compiled yesterday.
Okay.
By Jim Bowden from The Athletic. 12 people that he'd like to see the Padres at least consider for their new manager. I want to go through this list here in our final hour, Woods. There's some names on it that you'd expect. There's some names on it you've probably never heard of in your life. But if they're all out there, then we should be talking about them. We'll get to that coming up. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You don't think the John Gruden scandal ends with the resignation of John Gruden,
no,
do you?
No, sir. No, sir.
No, it seems as though this story will continue to go on because it's known that there's actually, what is it, hundreds of thousands of emails?
I swear I saw 600,000.
600,000 emails.
Hey, Ben, good morning. Welcome into the office. I got an assignment for you today. Take these 600,000 emails and go through them. Thank you.
They were all
you got mail.
They were all unearthed in the investigation into the Washington football team and what was going on there. So John Gruden, while he was working with ESPN, had been emailing Bruce Allen, the president of the team. How many other people, though, emailed the Washington football team over this time, and how many of those emails contain bad stuff? That, I mean, can the NFL hide it all? I mean, if the NFL could be the ones that, I mean, Roger Goodell and the league office could be the ones facing the heat if they cover them up, or they come out, you know, even more later. I mean, they had these and they didn't come out until the New York Times, someone leaked them to the New York Times. So at what point do you say, hey, this goes all the way up to the top. This goes beyond coaches, beyond front offices, and this goes right to the league office. Could this be a scandal, Woods, that actually takes down Roger Goodell from his position as the commissioner of the NFL at some point?
I mean, doesn't he seem infallible to you? Because there's been so many things in his tenure that you could look at and go, good Lord.
Teflon Raj.
Yeah, Teflon Raj, man, right? I don't know how this would take him down. You know, haven't they found out that the NFL covered up like CTE information? And if that didn't cost him his job, somebody dropping slurs in an email isn't going to cost him his job, I don't think.
What always strikes me as beyond bizarre is why they made such a big deal about Deflategate. When they were, I mean, they just cover everything else up. But Deflategate was worthy of a
Patriots,
you know, suspension.
Patriots.
I mean, wow.
That's why. Patriots. You talked about it earlier. It's Bill Belichick. It's a chance to stick it to him.
But Belichick and Goodell are like friends.
Were they then?
Well, I mean, we'll talk to Seth Wickersham about it tomorrow. But I just don't get that. What are the priorities in the NFL league office? Protecting the shield, supposedly.
Oh, always. Always protect the shield. That's their whole bit. Right? At any and all costs. So, I don't know, man. I have thought before, what would it take to bring down somebody of Roger Goodell's stature? like an act of God, essentially. I mean, I think he makes the owners so much money. Those guys make so much money.
Something that makes the owners turn on him, but I don't see him ever doing anything that makes the owners turn on him. But could there be enough public pressure
that they have
on the owners that they have to?
We'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. It's The emails from Gruden, like I said, I mean, it was just where did those come from?
That's another part of the story as well. You know, is it someone acting in an unauthorized manner, or are these? Did the NFL like want these to come out for some reason? Like because they realized, hey, we don't want to be sitting on these and have what I just said. If they find out that we sat on these for 7 years and they didn't get out and they knew we had them and we didn't say anything, we're all toast, so they need to get out. I don't know that they have a like a procedure, though. Here's how we leak emails in the NFL, and we're just going to, put out a press release? Hey, the NFL would like to announce that John Gruden sent a bunch of really nasty emails and Roger Goodell will be taking questions on it on Thursday. No, so what do? Maybe Roger Goodell ordered the leak. Say, hey, we need to deal with this. Why don't you just send it to this New York Times reporter,
crazy,
and they'll take care of our problem for us.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe Seth knows or has an idea. It's an interesting story. And, of course, right in the middle of a really successful NFL season, by all accounts. I mean, the games have been great. You know, the stars are shining brightly. It's crazy. You got new young kids coming up. It's amazing.
What's one of your favorite TV crime sayings? It's not the crime. It's the cover-up.
It's always
the cover-up.
It's always the cover-up. Always. It's what always gets you in trouble. And again, though, I do feel Roger Goodell is, like, infallible. Until I think that will be his job until he wants it. I'll be very surprised if anything happens to him.
So we will see what the fallout continues to be. Again, the Raiders, you know, they've named Rich Bisaccia as the interim head coach. They have to go on with their season. Probably a big sigh of relief, I would think, from a lot of those players in the locker room.
I would imagine, yeah.
I mean, how do you look Gruden in the face? I mean, obviously, they didn't play very well for him this last Sunday. And it wasn't going to get any better if he was sticking around after this week. So they had to make a change. I did find it interesting. I saw buried in the story about John Gruden resigning is that the Raiders are continuing to employ his son.
Yeah.
Deuce Gruden.
Deuce.
Deuce Gruden.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He's
right?
Like a strength and conditioning coach or something for the...
He didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
But do you stay? That's a good gig, right? One of, 32?
He's literally Chucky Boy.
He's Chucky's boy.
Chucky's boy. Deuce Gruden.
Do you let your dad get canned and you're like, wasn't me. See you later, Pops. Yeah, give me your key card.
No, he resigned. He didn't get fired. He resigned.
No, I get it. But you're done, Dad. I'm going to stay. Don't mind me. And I'm sure his dad said, you stay. You know, this is how you just don't make the mistakes that I did. Man, it's gnarly. It's a gnarly story. Can't believe it.
Yeah. All right. If there anything else comes out, obviously, again, tomorrow, Seth Wickersham, ESPN, and his new book on Bill Belichick will join us at 6:35 on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Odyssey now has hundreds of exclusive music stations created for music fans by music fans. Download the free Odyssey app today. You can also listen to Ben and Woods there. We'll come back with the 12 names on Jim Bowden's list that the Padres should be looking at for their managerial opening next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quinn and Chris on The Fan.
You guys take your guys.
Well, the quarterback is fine, but you don't make him the number two overall pick if he's a sleeper.
Not only that, you don't need a sleeper when you're a three-team league. There's plenty of really good quarterbacks out there.
We only had three people drafting, Scravy. What's the guy's name? Tiny Mel, who's going to be...
Tiny Mel. No, T-Miles. T-Miles.
Listen to Quinn and Chris weekdays from 3 to 7 on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, TEGE 000466.
Benny, you know the way to my heart is to send congratulatory and praising tweets about one of our sponsors, and that's exactly what our boy George did. Tweeted us 7 hours ago, that would be at 1:31 a.m. It's a graveyard sesh at my beloved 7 Mile Casino, proud sponsor of San Diego's best radio show at Ben and Woods. Hashtag light work, as he's sitting there with a big fat stack of chips.
Ah, so lucky that he got in before they closed.
What is lucky?
Lucky that they got in right before they closed, right? When do they close? 2 a.m.?
No, they don't close at all. Open 24/7.
Oh, right.
Yes.
But the new Sammy's restaurant and bar at 7 Mile, they close. What time do they close?
They don't.
Oh, that's
friend.
Right. They have a special players menu that's served 24/7. So if George wanted to eat right after his session, like at 2:30,
yes,
they're ready to make him some fantastic food at Sammy's Restaurant and Bar at 7 Mile.
Yeah, George wanted to head over on the weekend. He can grab a little brunch as well from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays. They got a legit brunch at 7 Mile now. They just do everything the right way. They're smoke-free environment. Go in, play some California-style blackjack. Whatever it is that tickles your fancy, they've got it, Benny.
Be like George. Don't drive 45 minutes out into the East County when just 7 minutes from downtown, you could be playing your favorite games 24/7, located just off the 5 on Bay Boulevard in Chula Vista. It's now Sammy's Restaurant and Bar at 7 Mile Casino, just minutes from downtown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Business Office Outfitters. San Diego business is booming. Is yours? Get the in-stock office furniture your growing team needs today, and Boo Furniture will deliver it tomorrow. Stop into Boo's massive showroom off Claremont Mesa and the 163, or online at boofurniture.com. It's saying Boo. Paul, we're missing someone, and he's not in the bathroom for once.
We
just sent Woodsy home. He's just not feeling his normal self, and you know, being the year 2021, just going to let him go and try to get healthy, and hopefully he'll be back tomorrow feeling much better and more like Woodsy. But wasn't feeling it. So.
He's got physical and mental stress right now that is just through the roof.
It does.
It showed this morning. He didn't look great.
So I wanted to ask you a question before we get to this list of Padres possible managers from Jim Bowden. You grew up in the Seattle area. Today, the Seattle Kraken make their debut as the newest NHL franchise. They're taking on the Las Vegas Golden Knights on ESPN in their first ever game. If they came around when you were growing up, how big of a Kraken fan do you think you would have been?
I probably would have supported them for the sake of supporting a local team, but I was never big hockey guy.
Right.
We didn't have much hockey.
But you wouldn't be a hockey guy because you didn't have a hockey team growing up.
I got a lot of friends still up there that they got their sweaters and like they're ready to go. They bought their season tickets. That's a city that has been, you know, they had success with the football team. The baseball team has been atrocious until recently.
Well, I think the soccer team's telling here, though, because was Seattle's big soccer town before the Sounders came around? Because they get support.
Like from day one, they like started leading the MLS in attendance.
And I wonder if that's going to happen.
I think so.
With
I think
the Kraken here as well.
When the NBA team was stolen out of that city and relocated to Oklahoma City, it was whoever showed up and wanted to stake some roots there in the city, they were going to get that support. So I know a lot of people are super excited about it. Growing up, I mean, the closest team was like the Vancouver Canucks.
And that
was
like 3-hour drive. If we had a team here in San Diego and a good place to play, hockey would be massively supported here. The Gulls do incredibly well attendance-wise every single year. They just wrapped up their preseason with a win last night. They start their regular season here in just a few days. And the Gulls, just massive support, even on the AHL minor league level. But, of course, with a team right up in Anaheim and right up in L.A., it's the same dynamic that just continues to block San Diego State from getting to the Pac-12. It's like we're always in L.A.'s shadow. It's so very frustrating. But I hope
hockey,
for the best for Seattle up there.
It's different now. It's kind of like the NBA. You're going to see an event. I mean, you see what like the Golden Knights do in Las Vegas. It's been really cool from an outside perspective to see what Vegas has done over the last few years. And so, you know, I'm going to be watching the Giants game tonight, but I'm sure there will be highlights and clips all over social media about what they do with their pregame, and I'm sure it'll be cool.
And I'll make you one promise out there. The NHL is going to seem much bigger this year than it has for the last decade or so, for one reason. it's back on ESPN, and it hasn't been on ESPN for many years. But
it's true.
Just
it's been really hard to find.
Yeah, when you have to go to NBC Sports Network or wherever to find games,
yeah,
it's just not the same. And with the power of Sports Center, and the they'll just give it more time because it's now a it's one of their properties. So you'll see more hockey. You'll just be kind of it'll be more front of mind than it has been. They made the point last night. John Anderson, I was watching Sports Center. He was interviewing Sidney Crosby, who's now 34 years old. Sid the Kid, 34 years old, has never played on ESPN in his life.
Wow.
Will finally do so this season. He's not healthy yet, but should be back, he said, in a couple of weeks. It's been a while since ESPN has had the rights, so I feel like hockey's going to be seem at least a little bit bigger this year.
Did you say Kraken?
Kraken. Yeah. Kraken. Kraken.
People are tweeting in that it's Kraken, not Kraken.
You know what? I correct Woodsy on that all the time.
Yeah, Woods
I make a
says
mistake.
Kraken.
The Kraken is the bar in Cardiff right there on the 101. Yeah. It's got the long A. It's the Kraken.
It's the Seattle Kraken.
It's the Seattle Kraken.
It's a cool name.
It is.
I think it's cool.
Singular, not plural.
Rare in sports.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. All right, we got the list of Padres managerial candidates from The Athletic and Jim Bowden. Get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. I'll freely admit, anyone can come up with a list of managerial candidates, and, you know, we don't know what A.J. Preller and Peter Seidler are necessarily thinking. We talked to Peter Seidler yesterday. We still don't know exactly what he's thinking about the next manager of the Padres. But this one from Jim Bowden in The Athletic, to me, carries a little more weight just because he was a former GM. He's been in this situation where he's had to hire managers, put together these lists before. So, you know, he should have at least some idea of what the Padres are looking for. And the first names on the list, Paulie, going to come as no surprise to anyone. Bruce Bochy, future Hall of Fame manager. Ron Washington, we talked about earlier, obviously wants the job, has managerial experience, and has succeeded as a coach with the Braves over the last few years. And then Buck Showalter on the list as well. Woodsy's talked about him. He's got ties with Manny Machado, having managed him in Baltimore, has a lot of experience.
He was also, just real quick, he was featured in another story on The Athletic from Britt Giroli. She sat down with Buck Showalter and said, let's start with the big question. Would you consider managing again? He said, of course. You're not retired? No. Nobody really does retire. I'm a fan of the game. And then Britt says, your name has been mentioned as a preliminary candidate for both the Mets and Padres vacancies. It's too early for interviews, but do you expect to be considered there or perhaps elsewhere this offseason? And Buck Showalter said, I don't talk about jobs that aren't currently open, so the ones that are, it's always an honor just to be mentioned. They got a lot of good, qualified people to pick from. I don't know if I'll be asked to be interviewed. That's not my decision, but I'd listen if the Mets or Padres called. Like I said, it's an honor just to be mentioned.
That's the opposite of the Ron Washington strategy, which is, yeah, I want the job, and I think I'd do a great job. I kill it at that job, and we could turn everything around if I got that job.
Maybe that's the play. You just kind of lie in the weeds and let the other guys, oh, yeah, I want it. Pick me. I'll take it. And then you just kind of swoop on in.
So Buck Showalter has a reputation. He has he has pretty much a 500 record over his overall managerial career, which spans over 3,000 games, three division titles, three wild card berths, an AL pennant, did win 100 games once back in 1999, AL Manager of the Year three times. As Bowden writes, he is a master of details, from the folding of the clubhouse towels to the first step direction of the left fielder, engaging, stellar communication skills, wants to be involved in all aspects of baseball operations. Now, I saw it suggested that that Buck Showalter is basically been mostly an American League manager. He does have a little bit of experience with the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's not going to matter much if the universal DH comes in play, right?
Sure.
Then the game is the same no matter what league you're in. So that wouldn't really be a big factor if Buck Showalter's the guy. Let's go through some other names since we've rarely addressed those three fairly extensively over this last week or so. Luis Rojas just let go by the Mets. So he does have experience. It's not winning experience. He was 103 and 119. The Mets, though, had a lot of injuries. I mean, losing to Grom, Syndergaard, obviously that was critical this season. But I think it would be a hard sell on Luis Rojas. 40 years old, so same age as Jace Tingler. And basically just went through the same thing. Had a team that was in first place for much of the year and then, you know, collapsed down the stretch. Padres in the wild card position for much of the year, collapsed down the stretch. He's part of the, you know, Moises Alou. He's actually, even though his last name is Rojas, his father is Moises Alou, and his brother, or his brother is Moises Alou, and right. his father is Felipe Alou. So yeah. he's part of a really great baseball family, and people seem to like him a lot. I just don't know if that's one you could sell here in San Diego right now.
No, I'm already out on him just for everything you just mentioned. I mean, you might as well have just kept Tingler.
Mike Socia. And what intrigued me about the name Mike Socia, because my first instinct was, nah, I don't need Mike Socia. Yeah, I know he won the World Series with the Angels 20 years ago and then had, what, like 17 seasons where he was trying to repeat and never did. What surprised me about Mike Socia, though, is he's actually younger than most of these other guys. He's only 62 as compared to like 66 for Boch, you know, late 60s for some of these guys that they're talking about. He's actually a little bit younger. So if you're looking for a guy who might want the job for 5 or 6 years, you know, Socia could be around. And he's kept himself in the game. He just managed the U.S. Olympic baseball team, and they played really well for him. I mean, they weren't expected to do anything. And he got into the gold medal game and a silver medal in Tokyo. So obviously he's still got some, he's got something there. The question is, you know, after being out of the game for the last few years in Major League Baseball, is he the right guy to turn over your win now roster to?
I think you'd have to sell me on Mike Socia, but you probably could. I mean, he's dealt with high profile players. He has the experience. I think he would come in day one and probably command the respect of the clubhouse, unlike some of the younger guys, but I just don't know that he's the right fit for this team.
From the broadcast booth to the manager office category, Eduardo Perez is suggested by Jim Bowden. Now, Perez, former player, and does have some coaching experience with the Astros and the Marlins about 10 years ago. But you know what? After being a player, Alex Cora did some broadcasting and then went to manage. Aaron Boone did some broadcasting. Yeah. Then went to manage. It's worked out fairly well for those guys. And Perez is known for great passion, great people skills, obviously, you know, bilingual, credibility, great family, son of a Hall of Famer in Tony Perez. I was kind of intrigued by that name, but he lacks that managerial experience, obviously, that most of us are craving with the job.
We're gonna go back and forth on this for weeks until they decide on a manager. I just don't think that they can bring in a guy that hasn't done it before.
Then you're not going to like any of the rest of
these
names.
No, I'm not. Probably. I've gone through the list. I read it last night, and you're right. I'm not going to like it. I just don't see. We talked about it yesterday. I thought Woods summarized it perfectly when he just said, A.J. Preller, the Padres have lost the freedom to experiment again and try a third straight inexperienced manager. They have lost that. You have to go get somebody that knows what they're doing.
And the next four guys are all from that mold. You know, bench coaches or otherwise assistant coaches who are hot names, who are well thought of, who may be rising in the game, who are on a lot of managerial lists, but should they be on the Padres list? They include George Lombard, bench coach for the Detroit Tigers under A.J. Hinch. Bowden says, well known for player impact, work ethic, open-mindedness, and knowing how to build a winning culture. Okay, great, but I don't know that, you know, I haven't seen that. What kind of winning culture do the Detroit Tigers have? That seems obviously red flags right there. Joe Espada, he is the bench coach for the Houston Astros. Now, you talk about winning. We have seen a lot of winning with the Houston Astros. Paid his dude in the Major League coaching ranks. He's been with the Marlins, the Yankees, and now the Astros. But again, no managerial experience, although he's now worked under Dusty Baker a little bit, and he's also worked in the front office for Brian Cashman. Probably going to get a managerial job in the next few years.
2 years ago, maybe like that move a little bit more. But
yeah.
I just don't think, again, you cannot do that now. I don't know how you could possibly sell that to the fan base.
Carlos Mendoza, 41 years old, bench and infield coach of the Yankees. Bowden says hugely respected in the game. That's basically a who the fudge is Carlos Mendoza, though, type of hire, which may be rivaled only by the next name, which is Matt Quatraro, bench coach for the Tampa Bay Rays, just eliminated from the playoffs yesterday. 26 years in professional baseball, 18 years as a coach. So he's basically been a lifer coach, minor league hitting coordinator. Does that sound Kind of familiar. I mean, he sounds like another Jace Tingler type
that's
as well.
Andy Green 3.0.
Yep. And then the last two names are, and these are a little more well-recognizable, Mark DeRosa, lead analyst for MLB Central on MLB Network. Obviously had a long playing career, but again, not an experienced coach or manager. That doesn't seem right for the Padres. And then there's A.J. Ellis, still just 40, so maybe you could still make him your backup catcher at the same time, catcher, manager. At the same time, I don't know. Hey, catchers though, do seem to make good managers. That's at least always been the saying in baseball, that they're the guys, the field generals, that do the best later in their career as managers. But
David Ross.
You know, David Ross, you know, it's not like he killed it with the Cubs yet so far. But
he got the job.
He did get the job.
And
he did have, Ellis did work for the Padres back in 2019 as a special assistant to baseball operations. So obviously he is known within the organization. And that is the list of 12 compiled by Jim Bowden. Nothing really changed my opinion by reading that list, other than my eyes were a little more opened on Mike Socia. I don't think he's the guy, and I don't think he's going to get the job. And I would have said absolutely no, like a week ago. Now I paused for a second. Oh, Mike Socia, maybe. I mean, but I still think no.
Do you think Skip Schumacher even gets an interview? Because the coaching staff was told by AJ last week they have the freedom to
pursue other jobs
elsewhere and potentially take other jobs, meaning they could be brought back, I suppose, but they're probably not. That's a guy that we've long said he's going to get a managerial job at some point.
He's the Dave Roberts candidate, isn't he? And I know Woodsy would be mad because he loves Skip and doesn't like Dave, but he's the guy that was the Padres, you know, the bench coach, essentially, who didn't get the opportunity to interview when the Padres got the job, because he was part of a coaching staff that was basically being let go when Bud Black was being let go. And they said, go ahead, pursue other opportunities. And he did. And the Dodgers hired him as their manager. Now, could Skip go the same direction, being the guy that that got away?
I mean, if I told you in 5 years that Skip Schumacher was managing the, you know, 2026 World Series champion Toronto Blue Jays, would that surprise you? No. I mean, he's going.
We like Skip. How much are we?
But can he
influenced
even
by our personal like of Skip Schumacher?
Well,
though I can't ever. It's hard for me to separate that.
I'm right there with you. But we talked about it last hour when we talked about Aaron Boone, and I said, there's a type of manager that I think is the prototype for what this team needs, and that's a guy who's a little bit younger, has, you know, the gut and the feel for the game, but also embraces the analytics side, played the game, played at the highest level, won World Series, been in a World Series, and Skip does check off most of those boxes.
He does.
But is the stink of the 2021 season so bad that you just can't bring anybody from that staff back?
No, I you know, if he doesn't get a managerial job somewhere else, I would think he could definitely get an interview to be on the coaching staff still of whoever gets hired as the new manager, if they're interested in having some holdover people. I mean, it's good to have some coaches who know your players in a locker room. You don't necessarily want to start completely fresh with, like, all new coaches. Not everyone was a problem, believe me, in the clubhouse. Right. You know, Skip was not a problem in the Padres clubhouse, and you're going to want some holdovers. So I think there are a couple of guys who could definitely be back for the Padres next year, but they can't do that until they know who they're hiring as manager, because the manager this time, you know, is going to clearly have a say in some of those coaching hires.
I just wonder if they even give him an opportunity to interview for it.
I don't know. That's a good question. All right, don't forget the Ben & Woods, Penske-Lincoln Ben & Woods Open is coming up Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today. Sponsored in part by 7 Mile Casino, open 24-7 off the 5 on Bay Boulevard, minutes from downtown, and by Maestro Dobel Tequila, the smoothest tequila in the world and the official tequila of the PGA Tour. Triple header again today in baseball, weather permitting. Astros White Sox game 4, 11 o'clock. Then we got Brewers Braves at around 2, and then Giants Dodgers tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning. Hopefully Woodsy will be back feeling a little bit better. Best wishes to you, Woodsy. For Pauly, for Woods, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your day from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.